This is bookcareers.com live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of bookcareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Welcome to episode 16 of bookcareers.com live. If you've been on the job market for a while, or even if you've only just started looking for a job and you're doing the same old thing as regards your job search, why not give your job search a spring clean? It's very easy for your job search to feel stale, always looking at the same job boards, always checking the same websites or chasing up the same recruiters. But if you're not getting jobs or there seems to be a lack of jobs to go for, maybe it is time to give your whole job search a new approach. When you're spring cleaning your home, very often you start at the beginning and assess what needs to be done. Now is the time to do the same with your job search. Firstly, examine the type of job you are looking for. Does it exist? Is it called something else? Can you estimate how many people are currently employed in the job that you want to do? In summary, how realistic is your job search? If you're looking for exactly the same role that you are doing at the moment or you were doing for your previous publisher, you need to think again. Publishing, even digital publishing, is constantly changing and looking for the same thing is no longer relevant. Look at your skills and see how they match the jobs that are on offer. This should guide you towards the best roles for you. Now you know what sort of job you're looking for, rewrite your CV. Don't just update it. It is so easy to add on to a CV, your latest job title, your last role. But again, look at the jobs that are on offer. What skills are they asking for that you can do but you haven't mentioned? For example, within marketing, it was always taken for granted that you would be involved in brand management, so you never mentioned it on your CV. But employers are very keen now and asking for specific brand management experience as a skill on its own. So if you have this experience, add it in. Be consistent on your CV and ensure whatever skills you have are followed through in your online profiles. For example, if you have brand management experience, you might have the same avatar or photograph across all the social networks you use, as if this was a brand or logo you were managing. Make sure your CV doesn't go over 2 pages and do proofread it manually. There are so many spelling and grammar mistakes which Spellcheck overlooks. Review the letter of application that you send with your CV. You might have a formula for writing cover letters, but this shouldn't be obvious to the person recruiting. If you only have one paragraph in the middle that you change and everything else is the same, this is no longer good enough. Publishers want to employ people that want to work for them, and you need to demonstrate this throughout your letter without going over the top. Look at how you network and who you network with, whether it's online through social networking or in person. For your online networking, review your profiles and update them accordingly. Ensure that as well as friends, you're connecting to people who may be able to advance your career, either with information or a potential job role. If you are networking in person, examine what organisations you are networking with and whether the network is helping you meet the right people and make the right connections. A good connection doesn't have to be able to offer you a job, but may help you access the skills and knowledge. And in this changing world, you need to keep up to date with what is going on. What about your pitch or your elevator speech? Does this need revising and updating? What are you saying about yourself when you first get introduced to somebody else? If you're not getting the right responses when you're introduced to someone new, you can't necessarily be saying the right pitch to the right person. Is your pitch good enough? Who are the right people that you need to be talking to? So in summary, as with a spring clean, look in every corner of your job search. Start at the beginning. Review everything you've been doing. Have you missed anything? Have you overlooked something? Aim to look at things with fresh eyes and give all the documents you use in your job search a polish and ensure your professional appearance isn't too dusty either. This week's case study concerns Annabelle. Annabelle had been on a prolonged job search by the time she turned up at my door. She'd been looking for a job for over a year and was getting interviews but not securing the role she wanted. I started by getting Annabelle to look over what she had done in her job search. She'd been quite narrow in only approaching the same two or three publishers over and over, when there were so many other publishers out there that would appreciate her skills. Her reasons for only sticking to these few publishers was because she told me how much she would love to work for them. Yet when I started to discuss with Annabelle some of her values and personal ambitions, it became quite clear, given what I knew about those two or three publishers, that Annabelle wasn't really suited to the office culture that these few publishers offered. So I encouraged her to look far more widely. Then I put her through some interview coaching, during which we create a mock interview, film and playback. I describe this as the best and worst of experiences. The best because you can see and hear what the interviewer sees, and the worst because no one likes seeing themselves on camera. It became clear early on that every time I asked Annabelle a question she liked, she leaned forward. And every time I asked Annabelle a question she didn't like, she leaned back. With my guidance, Annabelle worked on her posture for her next interview, which was for a publisher which wasn't on her list of three, and she got quickly offered a long-term contract with them. The interview question of the week concerns roles that manage freelancers. The question is, if a freelance is not bringing in things on time, what would you do? From an interviewer's perspective, this gives you an insight into how well someone manages schedules as well as how they manage freelancers. What you'd expect the candidate to say is that they would chase just before the deadline, maybe give the freelance some assistance or consider using another freelance in future. However, what you should be looking for is how they keep in touch with the freelance throughout the whole process and pick up on any concerns early rather than leave it to the latest deadline. From a candidate's perspective, this is a question where the interviewer may ask one thing but expect you to answer slightly differently. What you need to demonstrate in your answer is that you monitor schedules and check in with freelancers throughout the whole process. You might relate this question to a real-life experience where you can discuss how you picked up on a particular issue and chivvied the freelance along if they needed support and the project got delivered on time. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.